Israel News for Thursday, June 27, 2024. One IDF soldier was killed and 16 wounded during a raid in Jenin this morning, when their armored personnel carrier was hit by a bomb planted beneath the road and then a second bomb detonated when other forces attempted to evacuate the wounded. Most of the soldiers were only lightly injured from the initial blast, while they were still inside the vehicle. The soldier killed was Captain Alon Sakja, 22, a sniper squad commander in the Kafir Brigade's Haruv Reconnaissance Unit. He was part of the team that attempted to evacuate the wounded soldiers. Most of the wounded soldiers were lightly injured. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the attack. The IDF began an operation in Gaza City's Shihiya neighborhood today. Yesterday, Air Force jets attacked Hamas terrorists operating from a school in Khan Yunis. The IDF continues to strike Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. An Israeli airstrike reportedly hit a facility housing pro-Iranian militias, including Hezbollah officials, that was used as a weapons depot south of Damascus yesterday. Two people were killed in the strike. The Syrian Defense Ministry said in a statement, Israel conducted an airstrike on several points in the southern region. Air defenses intercepted Israeli missiles and shot down some of them. The attack resulted in the deaths of two individuals, injuries to a soldier, and material damage. According to the latest IDF figures, 16% of the buildings in Gaza have been destroyed since the start of the war. The UN claims the number to be 50%. Other foreign media reports it to be 70%. According to a Washington Post report, the U.S. has provided $6.5 billion in military aid to Israel since the start of the war, with half of the amount being delivered in May. A new group called the Movement for Settlement in South Lebanon is advocating for Israeli settlement up to the Litani River and calling on Lebanese civilians in the south to evacuate. The group has over 800 members. The Israel police has deployed Chinese-made speed cameras throughout Israel's roads. The cameras have been blacklisted by many Western countries, including the U.S. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.